I'm David, and you're listening to the Nursing Handover Podcast. The Nursing Handover Podcast is delivered by myself, a final year general nursing student in one of the world's top 2% universities. Join me in a weekly handover of information about health-related topics of interest to you through discussions with other healthcare professionals, which are all backed by evidence-based practice. This podcast is aired weekly and can be found wherever you usually listen to your podcasts. And of course, to get in touch with the podcast, please feel free to message me on any of my social media platforms or drop me an email. I hope you will find joy in this podcast and learn something new by tuning into this week's episode. There is no doubt we are all living through strange times in the midst of a global pandemic known as COVID-19. The World Health Organization defines COVID-19 as an infectious disease caused by the most recently discovered coronavirus. And today I will be joined by two guests where we will be discussing COVID-19 and the effects of long COVID. I will firstly be talking with Mary, a nurse who contracted COVID-19 while caring for patients on the front line, and how the effects of COVID, and in particular long COVID, have been and still are quite drastic for her and her family almost 10 months on. The British Medical Journal, in conjunction with the National Institute for Healthcare Excellence, NICE, described long COVID as prolonged symptoms that lasts for more than 12 weeks after an initial COVID-19 diagnosis. These symptoms include extreme fatigue, gastro problems, brain fog, breathlessness, cardiovascular issues, and muscle stiffness known as myalgia, to name but a few. These symptoms can be so severe that in a study carried out by the University of Leicester, it was noted that 1 in 5 of the study's participants now feel they have a new disability after COVID. This is evident in Ireland at present, with over 6,000 healthcare workers out on long-term sickness as a result of acquiring the COVID-19 virus at their workplaces, and are still today suffering the effects of long COVID. My second guest is Louise, who is an infection control specialist, and she will be telling us about her role in hospitals throughout the pandemic and will be giving us tips on how we can attempt in avoiding contracting the virus. Firstly, I'm joined by Mary, a former ICU nurse and now staff nurse in a community hospital in the south of Ireland.
Hi, David. My name is Mary, and yes, you are right. I was a nurse in cardiac ICU for 17 years. As you can imagine, with 5 children, life can be very hectic. So I decided 6 years ago a career change was the right thing for me, and I started working in a hospital. And I am delighted to be a guest on your podcast today, as I am a big fan and I tune in every week.
Well, that's great to hear, Mary. So tell me, what was it like working as a nurse on the front line with a young family throughout this pandemic?
Oh, David, it was really, really difficult. As you probably know, in a community hospital setting, a lot of our patients would be elderly and medically compromised. So it was always a worry that the virus would get in. All staff were being swabbed weekly, but unfortunately in January of this year, initially 2 patients tested positive. It was a time I will never forget. Within 5 days, 98% of the patients were positive, and over a 16-day period, 100% of all nursing staff and carers were positive, myself included. I will never forget the trauma of it. We did all we could to prevent it from entering, but once it did, it took over. We were in the midst of an outbreak within a few days, and I was one of the last nurses to test positive.
I can only imagine, Mary, how frightening and traumatic that must have been. Did you have to take precautions yourself personally at home?
Yes, David. I was isolating from my family to try and protect them at home, as one of my children is a diabetic, which would make him medically compromised. But unfortunately, they all too tested positive.
That must have been a very worrying time for y'all, Mary.
Oh, David, it was. But the story doesn't end there. It affected my husband the worse. An active, fit man in his 40s, and he's never really sick. He has no underlying conditions. He was hospitalised 5 days after testing positive with COVID pneumonia. His SATs were in the late 80s. He was pyrexial, tachycardic, and tachypneic.
Before we go any further there, Mary, just for our listeners at home, Lewis et al. Defines a normal saturation level to be between 96 and 100%. And this refers to the amount of oxygen travelling through the body. Pyrexic or pyrexial is the medical term for a fever. Tachycardic means an abnormally fast heart rate. And tachypneic refers to the medical term for being short of breath. And Mary, as a result of all these such severe symptoms, was your husband in ICU?
No, David. He was in a COVID ward where he was commenced on a high flow oxygen and he started on a trial antiviral drug at the time that we now know as remdesivir. He was home after 7 days, but then it was then I started feeling the effects of COVID, which I now know as long COVID.
Tell me, Mary, what is it like living with the effects of long COVID and how has it impacted on your day-to-day living?
It's really, really difficult. The tiredness, fatigue, to be honest, is constant, and I have pure and utter exhaustion. But then, in spite of that, I cannot sleep by night, a problem I never used to have. I also am breathless and I get palpitations on exertion. It has affected my whole life. I've had to reduce my hours at work as I simply would not be able to work the same as I used to. I've had 24-hour cardiac monitors, chest echoes and x-rays, and I am waiting on a referral to a respiratory therapist. I go regularly to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which I've been finding beneficial, and I regularly attend appointments at the COVID Health Hub, and that has been of great support. But sure, we have to keep the bright side out, and hopefully life will return to some sort of normality soon.
That's right, Mary. We have to keep the bright side out.
Absolutely, David.
But I'd like to thank you very much for chatting with me today and being so open and honest about your COVID journey and how it has affected you and your family. It has been a pleasure having you, Mary.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
I am now going to speak with Louise, a specialist working with HICWA. HICWA is Ireland's independent authority that exists to improve health and social care services for the people of Ireland. Welcome, Louise.
Thanks for having me on, David.
Louise, tell us, what does your role consist of working with HICWA?
So as you said, I'm an infection control specialist working with HICWA. So that means that from day to day, I advise and I support nursing staff and other hospital staff in the implementation of policies and procedures in their specific areas. As well as this, I also liaise with other infection control nurse specialists and also microbiologists who seek information and guidance on infection control issues.
Wow, Louise, that's a very interesting and varied role you have.
Yes, for sure. I mean, no 2 days are ever the same in my job.
And Louise, has COVID-19 affected your role much?
Oh, it has massively. For us in HICWA anyway, I think we've received about 300 complaints from healthcare staff and patients in the last 12 months alone. And the most of these complaints have been related to PPE shortages. And I think that really goes to show the enormity of this issue.
300 complaints. So the real issue was getting PPE to the frontline workers, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure. Particularly in the first wave last year in March and April.
And had you many situations like Mary's in your own caseload?
Oh, absolutely. Especially during the peak times, like when Mary's Hospital had their outbreak, as is proven by the case numbers. Like, during these peak times, Irish nurses that occupationally acquired the virus, I think they were accounting for at least 10% of all positive cases in the country.
Really? 10%? I didn't realise that figure was so high among healthcare workers. And in your opinion, why were so many nurses picking up the virus while at work?
Oh, that's the golden question, isn't it? I think, first of all, it was probably extremely prevalent in the community. However, structural and environmental failings were crucial to this. There was overcrowding in hospitals, there was poor ventilation, the wards were condensed spaces. I mean, these were, and they still are, unfortunately, major factors that hamper infection control policies and guidelines in most hospitals in Ireland.
I suppose that goes to show the importance really of your role in relation to infection control in clinical environments around the country.
Oh, definitely. In fact, there's actually a major shortage of infection control nurses in Ireland. I think the statistics are that only 1 in every 5 infection control posts are actually filled in Ireland. So if there's any student nurses listening out there, maybe you might consider a career in infection control.
That sounds very interesting. I think I might even consider it myself as a career.
Oh, definitely you should, David, once you qualify. I would recommend it to anyone.
So in summary, Louise, what would your advice be to our listeners at home and indeed the general public around COVID-19?
Well, keep things simple. Wash your hands, sanitise your hands. Keep socially distant 2 metres away from other people. Keep wearing your masks and keep your social circle small, while of course getting your vaccine. I think it's the strongest weapon we have in fighting this COVID-19 battle.
That's great advice, Louise. Thanks very much. I'd like to thank both my guests for joining me today and for being so generous with their time. I suppose the COVID-19 pandemic is a moment in time that will eventually be a moment in history. And as they say, this too shall pass. Thanks for listening. And again, if you want to get in touch with the podcast, please feel free to do so. You can find me on all forms of social media. And join me again next week, where I'll be joined with 2 more guests. So bye for now, and as Louise would say, wash your hands.